hope you got an extra mic and a fireproof booth, cause you know I'm known to melt a wire too. You need a fire engineer when I lay this blaze. I melt down tracks, stacks, reels, and sleeves. Hit the studio, jars of dro, bars to blow. BC go with that arsenic flow. That don't hold me back, I roll with crack. Y'all cats told Mac the rap. Y'all don't realize y'all released the beast untamed. Speech all flame, streets y'all blame. It should be an honor for y'all to speak my name. I could go before your auntie couldn't beat my game. Gotta laugh, y'all act like you spit it the same. Why you can't get in the game? I come from high school and go straight to the league. Who you know with the spit it with seed? Yeah. Every time I step in the booth, I speak the truth. Y'all know what I'm bringing to you. I bring the truth. You know who I be. I be the truth. When I speak, sell, set you free. The truth. Every time I step in the booth, I speak the truth. Y'all know what I'm bringing to you. I bring the truth. Know who I be. I be the truth. When I speak, sell, set you free. Ain't nothing changed with Zeke. I'm still stuck in the kitchen. So what I'm signed? That's fine. Still stuck in position. You know me well, couple court cases from jail, couple 4-4.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. I'm your host Brian Stavely from 10 to 11 tonight, and we're going to talk about several different things tonight. And I have a few of the other hosts, some of the guys you just heard in the last hour. They're going to pop in for a few minutes. We're going to talk about a few things tonight. Just to give you a little preview into what we're going to talk about tonight, I just found a couple interesting stories on the internet. I did a day show today, and literally these stories must have just came in. I didn't see them earlier today. One is the U.S. tried to conspire with Japan, actually, to get them to, and this is before the incident, to get them to actually dump nuclear waste and nuclear reactors into the ocean. I guess it goes back to something called the London Convention, and there's a clause in it where somehow the U.S. got an exemption, and they've been dumping nuclear waste into the ocean, and they were trying to actually talk Japan into doing it as well, which, of course, Japan has gone and done now, as you all know, given the situation over there. Like I said, this was before that. A couple other interesting stories that I saw, and this one reminds me so much of something that we would do. Tell me if it doesn't to you. British TV station ITV, okay, they actually got caught trying to push video game footage, okay, video game footage of the IRA shooting down a British copter, and they tried to, you know, they tried to use this to basically badmouth Gaddafi on the air. Even the people that make the video game company, his name is Mark Spinell. He's the CEO of the company that makes the video game. He said he doesn't see how in the world they could ever mistake that for real footage. But he says he does take it as a compliment that his game looks so realistic. I mean, that's pretty dirty. That's just something, wow. That sounds like something we would do. Yeah, a video game. They tried to actually take a video game footage of, like, some army guys shooting down a helicopter, and they tried to say that was the IRA shooting down a British helicopter in real life. And then when they got called out on it, you know what they did, right? The same thing Fox News always does. Oh, technical snafu. Classic.
Wow.
Yeah, that is classic, huh? And one other thing, we do have some positive news. Now, I just saw this. We've been talking about GMOs a lot around here. These guys were talking about it last hour. You guys heard me talk about it my last show. You know, it's obviously one of the more important topics in the world today, what we're putting in our bodies. It looks like there might be a victory on the horizon. It is possible. In California, there is a bill that is about to be passed. It needs 700,000 signatures, though. But they are very close to making it a law in California to label GMO food. So consumers in California will actually have a choice when they go in into the grocery market. And, you know, hopefully we can take that trend all the way across the nation and force this stuff out of our food supply. You better believe when it comes down to it, it all comes down to the bottom dollar. And if people aren't buying their product, they're gonna have to pack it up. So, you know, if there's anything we can do, I don't think we can sign anything that's, you know, as far as a bill out in California. I saw the story on naturalnews.com, and there were a couple other links up there. You know, if anybody wanted to help out, I don't know in what ways you could help out, but they did leave a few links up there. And before we get into all that, though, I'm gonna bring back the all the other hosts from the last show: Chris Freedom Flowers, Justin Cook, and our producer Truth War, who's doing the back line. And we are actually gonna talk about what I guess you could call maybe the Jesuit Order, or they're gonna break down what all these groups mean and pretty much where they sit in the pyramid of the power structure. Because me myself, I didn't know about any of these groups until about a month ago. All I knew of was like the Bilderberg group and the Trilateral, and you know, I didn't really even know about the Vatican. It's getting closer to 2 months now. But you know, now I know that there's the Vatican and the Jesuits and the Knights of Malta, and I know some of the people that are in them and how they're associated with them, and some of the people that gatekeep that information and try and protect them. But I don't know who sits above who and what is what part of what group. So I was hoping you guys could explain it to me and explain it to all my listeners out there, because that will be something I'll be bringing up a lot on the show.
Okay. Yeah, just to get into the Jesuits real quick. See, what happens with the Vatican is they have a few different branches. The Jesuit generals are the highest of all. And of course the highest of them is the Black Pope. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the Jesuits are the like the CIA. They're the information part of the Vatican. And then you have the Knights of Malta, which is more the strong arm.
Or the assassins of the Jesuit order, if you will, in a sense.
Right.
Okay.
Right. And they're the agents that carry out the, you know, the daily tasks. Help out in whatever they're doing, say 9/11 or whatever. They probably had a few Knights of Malta in the CIA or whatever. It's always like that. And then, you know, they go down as far as people like actors or, Alex Jones, for example.
And the Sheens, like you were just talking about, right?
Yep.
Right. Yep. Exactly.
And don't forget presidents. Ronald Reagan was a Knight of Malta as well.
Right, exactly. The Bushes are very big with the Jesuits too. And
now these type of groups, when they're sworn into these type of societies, right? Now, correct me if I'm wrong. They often, you know, their allegiance is to that society way before it is to our government or anything else. Is that not correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you have to understand too, Brian, that
interest there, you know, for an elected official to be part of one of these societies, isn't there?
Well, all of these societies, like Knights of Malta, Skull and Bones, Zionism, Jesuit Order, they are all – it's like a giant fish. You have that giant fish, which is the Illuminati, and they are just scales on that giant fish. But they're all part of each other.
Yeah.
And the Jesuit Order, actually, if you go back through history, during the reign of King Henry VIII, that was really when the Jesuit order was, I won't say created, because it could have been before that, but that is when they became well known. And that was because Henry VIII went against the Vatican and wanted to create a Church of England. Due to his marriage to Catherine of Aragon, he wanted to divorce her in favor for Anne Boleyn. The Pope didn't want that, and so he tried to send Jesuit priests over to England to try to assassinate King Henry VIII, and basically they're the ones that created this plot that Anne Boleyn was a witch, which led to her being beheaded.
I see.
Right. That's some good knowledge right there. The Jesuits were created by a Jew, actually. Mm-hmm. Ignatius Loyola was the founder of it. You know, Loyola University. Uh-huh. In fact, there's many universities. Georgetown University, Fordham University, Loyola Marymount, Notre Dame, they are all Jesuit universities. There's hundreds of them, and they get their funding right from the Jesuit order. Now, also to get into it, you have the Knights Templar, which actually used to, the Vatican used to beef with, but now it's kind of their modern day link to the Freemasons. As well, now too, you have the Italian Lodge. It's Propaganda Due was the name of it. If you ask any Freemason nowadays, they'll say, no, they're not part of us, because they got caught in a lot of shit.
Yeah.
Silvio Berlusconi and Lucio Gelli Gelli was the top of it, Gelli in Italian, actually. And Berlusconi, who is now the prime minister of Italy, was, you know, next in line. And they actually were the link from the Jesuits to the Mafia.
But do they all fall basically under the umbrella of the Vatican?
Yes.
They all fall
yes.
under the Illuminati. Even the Vatican. That's the thing
okay,
that
so,
a lot of
so the Illuminati would be above the Vatican. The Vatican would not be above the Illuminati.
Yeah, the Illuminati is just one. It's just a name that
you
give.
It's more name, yeah.
So if, like, say the Black Pope and the top person in the Illuminati had a disagreement, who would be taking orders from who?
Well, see, that's the thing. We really don't know who the ones behind the scenes are. We know some of them.
My opinion, though, all roads lead to Rome.
And they always have.
Yes, because in my opinion, you have the Rothschilds who also joined up with the Jesuits. You know, and that's when they really got going with their banking family. And you had a Jesuit named Adam Weishaupt. Many of you are probably familiar with him. Adam Weishaupt was actually a Jesuit priest as well. You know, so, I mean, he came over with the Rothschilds and helped them, you know, expand.
In 76.
Yeah, 1776. Right. So, I mean, that's pretty much the Mafia. That's pretty much the Illuminati as we know it.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, see, they also have clandestine Freemason lodges. Many other, just, you know, almost any fraternal organization. Knights of Columbus is a low-level Jesuit society. Most of them, you know, aren't as involved. I would say they're like the regular Freemasons of the, of the Vatican, I would say, you know.
I just lost my train of thought for a second. I just forgot what I was going to say. Oh, here's what I was going to say. They have a hell of a PR department, don't they? I mean, because you don't hear nothing about these guys in the media. I mean, you never hear about any of these people.
No, they own the media. They completely own the media. And the scary thing is they own a lot of alternative media, like GCN,
A lot of Jewish people own the media, and are the Jewish people would be separate from the Jesuits, right? Would the Jewish people be Zionists, or is that making a leap too far?
They don't look at it as that they're Jewish or they're black or they're white. To them, race and religion have nothing to do with it. To them, they hide behind that, just like they hide behind religion.
Yep.
Like, you don't have to be Jewish to follow the Zionist ideology.
Right.
But you're telling me the Vatican it would be more in control of our media than the Zionists?
They control just about everything.
Well, here's the thing as for that goes. The faces are the Vatican. I mean, the faces are the Zionists. The faces are the Zionists. It's kind of like the left-right paradigm of the New World Order, where, you know, they want everybody, that's in alternative, alternative media to either go with, you know, you have some presenters or researchers that will just go on the Vatican and say, that's it, you know, and say, yeah. And then you have the other people that do the same thing with the Zionists. It's kind of like now it's the Zionist term because the Vatican was really got a lot of bad stuff, not only with the priests, with the little boys, but also going back to World War II with the Odessa's rat line and helping the Nazis so much that right now, you know, that was used to set up the next however many years this lasts, where now the Zionists are now doing the dirty work and not getting in trouble for it. Now people are looking down at the Vatican, but, you know, go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, and GCN, which is quite large for alternative media, is actually owned by ABC, which is in turn a Knights of Malta-owned network. So
and they
people
deny
like
it.
Alex Jones,
in the
and
face.
They deny it exactly.
Yeah,
people like Alex Jones
in the face.
Yeah.
Oh, they just run my satellite. There's only a few satellites, and I just happen to use ABC satellite. Okay, and you just happen to sell that tape to ABC also about the Gray family, right? That just happened to be ABC out of all the media outlets to sell it to. Wow, what a coincidence.
Yeah, no, wow. You're 100% right. Ted Anderson, of course, too. That's the link between.
Well, what do you guys think about the? So what do you guys think about this GMO bill in California? What have you guys heard about it? This kind of just popped up on me today. I haven't heard anything up to it.
This is the first I heard. But you know what? If we can get everybody in every large city to put a bill out there to kind of eradicate GMO. That would be a good thing, and that's maybe something we should be working on.
Well,
yeah. Definitely. Here's my thing is with California. I heard about this a little. I was on National News earlier. I think it's great. Now here's the thing. If this happens there, this is our point to show the rest of the country, you know, that these people are a lot healthier and not having all the same problems, getting it and everything and not getting his cancer, you know, to show everybody that there really is such a difference between genetically modified food and real food. You know, the fact is that Bush Sr. in the 80s pretty much let it go through by saying anything that looks like a food is food. You know, and that might not be the case.
I still remember seeing him on that video visiting Monsanto, and you can just see, like, the evil meeting evil. It's just like,
yeah, exactly. Monsatan. you know what they're actually telling? The GMOs, they're getting so resistant, the pesticides right now, that they're actually telling farmers to plant 20% of your crops as regular, non-GMO, and that way it'll draw all the insects over to them, because they can't keep up with it. They can't.
It's crazy.
You know, the animals
they mutate a new disease every day. It seems.
Yep, totally.
They just keep getting new mutations that they've never seen because they have like corn with like heads growing out the side and. They want people to eat that. It's just, it's so unsafe. People don't have a clue about what really goes into their food. If they had any idea that this food has never been tested safe anywhere, and it's not even regulated in this country at all, they test their own food. And the whole FDA is basically run by former Monsanto people. It's like a revolving door, back and forth. And it's just, wow, it was a real shock to me when I found out that the FDA and the USDA and all these people really want you to be sick. I mean, that's really the truth behind it. They don't want you to be healthy. They don't want you having access to good vitamins, to good healthy food. They don't want to even give you good health information. They want you in their cancer centers. They want you revolving door in and out of the dentist with your fluoride eating your teeth. It's just you really have to look out for your own health and your family's health, because you can't expect any of these governing agencies to do any of that for you, any of it.
Well, if we lived in a healthy society, right, Brian, there would be no need for Big Pharma.
That's true.
Which would take a lot of money out of the Rockefellers' pocket.
And I feel like almost, and I don't think I'd be crazy for going out on a limb here. You know how the pills have all these side effects? I feel almost like, you know, they push it out because they know it has all the side effects. Okay, what good thing can we attach to this to make it look like it's a good drug, and we'll get these people to get all these side effects? That's what it seems like, man. It really does.
Oh, yeah. It's like Cialis and Viagra, right, which has so many negative side effects and can virtually kill you. They use a very attractive couple on the television ad. Oh, you know, wow, you know, maybe if I take Viagra, I can bang that chick.
Yeah, let's have a heart attack so I can get a fucking boner, right? Unbelievable, man.
Exactly. Dude, check this out. You want to go with so how self-absorbed Americans are, that actually this morning I was watching some sheeple programming, and NBC News, I believe it was, around 9 o'clock, something like that, 9 o'clock a.m., and they actually came on a story, a news report saying that they're actually looking into a pill that will stop your hair from turning gray.
Oh,
you know, and that, yeah, that is good. People won't care what the side effects are, you know. Just like if they don't have to go out and get their Grecian formula, whatever that shit is, and put it.
Yeah,
in,
you'll look 10 years younger, but you'll die 15 years sooner. Where do I sign up?
Yeah.
Unbelievable, man.
And then your kids will be born with gray hair.
Yeah, and then I know, right? How drug companies say that, we have to charge such high prices so we can do research on more drugs. Yeah, so we can have the oceans completely tainted and polluted, and so we can take as much money as we can out of people who are dying of this and that and need these drugs to survive, so that we can make pills that stop gray hair from turning gray.
The other thing with the drugs too, not even just the dangerous part, they mark those drugs up like 55,000%. Literally. They'll take the ingredients of these drugs and they'll mock it up 55,000% and they'll charge the consumer that much money for it.
Between 2 and 50 cents a pill, and they charge like, you know, I don't know, what is it, $100 a milligram or something?
It's absolutely insane.
Yeah, go to Cuba, you can buy a fucking pill that will cost you like $200 in America for like $10.
So, sorry guys, I have my dog barking. I'm trying to be on the air and I have a dog barking in the background. I know that's terrible. What do you guys think about the new rumors that are coming out around Ilwaukee saying that maybe now he's not dead? Have you guys heard this?
Who?
NY Ilwaukee.
Yeah, they now need him to.
I'm hearing a few reports now he's not dead.
Yeah, they need him to kill him again and again, just like they did Obama. Osama.
Same difference.
That's a meant to be slip up, eh?
I think it's just because they don't have their next boogeyman lined up yet.
Yeah, exactly. How many times did they kill Osama? 8 times, at least. It was in the news that he was killed.
Well, yeah. They had to go around Truth War and they had to kill all of his clones and the copies of him before they actually got the real one, apparently.
And we also saw Mutalib in court today, the underwear bomber. The one that they say was run by Ilwaukee, even though he was led on the plane by a U.S. government agent. I don't want to go on too long about this because I already went over this in one of my first shows. But he was in court today, so, I mean, I have to mention it. What else did I want to mention regarding this? The other thing I wanted to mention also that relates to this and the body scanners and all that at the airport. The other part about the scam here that people don't realize is that there was a big money deal involved in this. The guy that actually used to run Homeland Security, and he implemented all the body scanners in all the airports, he now is actually sitting as CEO of the company that makes the mechanics. I saw it when I noticed that a long time ago. That basically said to me that this piece came directly from Homeland Security. That's basically what that meant.
Yep.
Those popular mechanics guys, I mean, geez, man.
Yeah, popular mechanics is just like saying, you know, getting the propaganda straight. You know, they're just pretty much telling you whatever is on the cover this next month is some propaganda to look out for. You know, I should subscribe to it. You know,
let me get you guys' opinion on. Go ahead. What are you saying?
No, I was going to say, give you good insight on the programming that they're trying to hit people with. Go ahead.
Yeah.
You know, if you're watching the Sheeple News and you but you know what's up, and you're actually reading their publications like that, then you're going to be able to see what the predictive programming is. That's right now they're talking about aliens everywhere. That's why, you know.
Oh, yeah. Just like we were talking about the other night with 2012 coming up. Is there a better time to capitalize on the crisis and maybe launch a false flag alien event? I mean, is there really?
Yeah.
Mr. Pundit, you know, if Glenn Beck is telling them that it's real, you know, and Bill Maher is telling them that it's real, then they'll believe it, you know, or whoever, Rachel Madcow or whoever the guy on your local news, even that trusty old guy wouldn't lie to me. You know, the guy that gives me my murder stories and rapes every night at 5 o'clock while I eat dinner. You know, he wouldn't lie to me. You know, that's what they're gonna like. You know, like everything else, they're gonna see it on TV and believe every second of it.
This is Anderson Cooper, the son of Gloria Vanderbilt, will not dare tell me a lie.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Or that Zionist, Wolf Blitzer.
Wolf Blitzer. All right, there's something I want to touch on here. This is actually old news now. It's definitely old news to all the hosts here. But seeing as we just launched this station the other day, it's definitely something that I want to mention for anybody that doesn't know it out there. I'm sure there's a lot of people that still don't. I wanted to talk actually about Fast and Furious for a few minutes. And just because, I'm watching the news yesterday, and they're showing the border again, and they're hyping up all the violence, and they tell you that, you know, they tell you that 40,000 people have died down there in the last couple of years in this drug war, and they fail to mention, you know, who's supplying the guns in this drug war. And for anybody out there that doesn't know, the U.S. government actually just got caught supplying 30,000 guns to the Mexican drug cartels. And then after that, it expanded. It actually went to Honduras, Guatemala, I think, a couple other South American countries. And all these guns, like, that you see on coming across the border, or you see on some of these TV shows like Border Wars, when they make these traffic stops and they got all these guns in the trunk, those are all American guns. And those aren't guns that are bought in a gun shop, but that's what they're trying to use this as. They want to use this and increase the violence down there. And what they want to do is take your rights away to buy guns. And it's going to start with the states around the Mexican border, and then eventually they're going to try and spread it out. And me and Justin were talking the other night about the whole Giffords thing and how that whole thing was staged, and that whole thing was fake. And being in Arizona, I just feel that that's all, you know, that's all part of one big main agenda to pump up the violence around there. What are your thoughts on that, Justin? Do you think that's all part of the whole Fast and Furious agenda? Did we lose him?
Are you muted?
Justin, we don't hear you, buddy.
Probably slipped off for iced tea.
Okay, we'll go to you, Truth. Truth, what are your feelings on that? Have you looked into the Giffords thing? Did you know about it maybe being staged? And if so, what are your feelings on that being just to hype up everything with the violence on the border and the Fast and Furious and everything that?
Hey, I had my headphones off. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, that's.
Still have that control, and then people are going to go out just like in New Orleans during Katrina, and shoot people the opposite color because they're worried about them breaking into their shit or just to demonize somebody. You know, like I said, they had the kid's father talking about that. You know, he was wanting us to watch these videos on 9/11 conspiracy,
yeah, loose change, and the other thing.
They really pretty much hit up everybody on that same thing because. At the same time, they were also, connecting the Glenn Beck thing. You know, you've seen the photo that's morphed.
Yeah.
Of
so everybody that goes against the status quo, basically, is who they were trying to pin that on.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, you know, as much as Glenn Beck is a gatekeeper, they still want to, you know, keep up the it might not even really be a lie anymore, but keep up the opinion that the Tea Party is armed and dangerous, you know. And that's just what it's about. And then they tried to say he was a leftist after that. So I mean, that kid was everything in one, too, regardless of what news you heard. You know, and like you said the other night, she was coming out, with supposedly a head wound, and nobody's got any blood on him really. You know, they're not even holding. Just crazy dramatics, you know.
Yeah, let's talk. We'll go over these details again real quick for everybody that didn't hear. I saw a real interesting video on the Giffords shooting. I hadn't really looked into it much. I had just been busy doing so many other things. It never crossed my mind really that it was was fake. It did seem a little funny to me, honestly, that she was going to be back and recovering so quick, being able to talk. But there's a lot of strange things around it. And once again, this turns out to be another case of media fakery, and they're not just like taking things out of context or playing the wrong clip. This is actually getting actors and staging news. This is what they do now all the time. They do it for a lot of different things, a lot of different reasons. And with the Giffords thing, there's some video where you can see that they are, they're wheeling her out on a stretcher, or it's supposed to be her, and she supposedly just took a gunshot wound to the head, right? And she's laying on the stretcher, and she has a gauze on her head, and there isn't even a single EMT applying pressure to her head, first of all. She doesn't have an oxygen mask on or anything, even though they stated that she couldn't breathe on her own. The other thing is one of the guys said he was, feverishly working on her, and he doesn't have any blood on him. It just doesn't even really look like her. The lady has different color hair and everything. And, I mean, that's not the most telling thing, but I would think the most telling thing is the gauze. I mean, there's a gauze on her head. She supposedly just took a bullet wound, and there is not a drop of blood on this gauze, and nobody's even, like, attending to the wound at all. It's fake. It's totally fake. You never see Jared Lee Loughner go into court. You never see him leaving court. You never saw this woman's wound, okay? Now, I know that's kind of an up-and-close and personal thing, but for people that say they wouldn't show us that, I give you JFK. They mangled JFK's head so you wouldn't tell where the bullet came from, and we still saw pictures of his head. This whole thing was it was all just a setup. This woman never got shot in the head. The whole the little girl born on 9/11 that got shot, that's all fake. That never happened. Her doctor, her surgeon's an actor. You really got to watch out for this stuff. I mean, this is what they do all the time now. And look at the reaction it gets. People just buy it right up.
That little girl didn't die?
It doesn't look like it.
No, it doesn't look like there was a little girl at all. Yeah, there was no little girl at all. The whole thing, everything we ever heard about that was totally fake. That was a drill, and it was outlined in a thing called X Plan, and they showed that you could actually see the badges on the supposed witnesses, and they would have different color depending if you were supposed to play a witness, if you were supposed to play, an accomplice. You know, they had all these different colored badges. You could download this and look at it, and you could actually see these people are wearing these little badges on their shirt. And then you go and you look, you line them up next to the Pima County Sheriff's Department, albums of the last 2 years, and you see that these are exact cops that actually were even in the same picture. They had like five of them in a picture, a guy and a woman. And then they're standing there pretending to be like a shooken up couple, that just, you know, standing in street clothes, like they were just witnesses or whatever. And then all the witnesses they talked to were all, you know, it was just all already set up. They actually had a 9/11 call, a 911 call that was actually, that was actually just a drill, and they had a real call. There's so many holes in it. It's just, it's not even, it's, you know, everybody that they said has died has pretty much showed up to be another actor. And this is all they have a movie company that's actually credited in shooting the awards banquets, which were these Pima County thing, with the Pima County Sheriff's Department. And that's called Radiant Helix. And if you look at them, that's where this guy found all the actors, was under this guy's, friends list. He went and looked down it and found a whole bunch of actors, you know, the ones that weren't cops, like the ones that played victims and whatnot. You know, so there's so many, like, you know, little things like that. This guy's got a whole site of it. Now, I don't advise everything on his site, because he does get a little... on some of the other issues, but anything Arizona, he's got down. I believe almost everything he's got for Arizona, and he broke that whole Giffords beginning thing was, you know, he nailed it.
Yeah, this is definite true truth. I mean, once you see the one image of her on the stretcher, there's about 75 things wrong with the picture. I mean, it's just absurd to think that any EMT would do it like that. I mean. She'd be probably coughing on her own blood. She should have an oxygen mask on. People should be putting pressure on her wound. There's just none of that going on. It's just some actress laying on a stretcher with a white gauze on her head, perfectly clean, no blood anywhere. She supposedly took a gunshot wound to the head, and there's like nobody's even working on it. It's just it's an absolute joke. And I didn't know because I never looked, you know. But go ahead.
No, there's no pictures of inside the crime scene either. Nothing. Not one picture can you find. You see one or two pictures of like an overhead shot of the parking lot, but nothing inside it. And you even see a table that looks like, a bunch of chairs sitting around a table. It looks like where they just sat down and were given refreshments as, you know, at break time. It was a big production.
So
go ahead. What are you saying?
Sorry, how many more of these do you think were staged? We got these Benazir Bhutto, maybe that was staged, and she's still walking around. You know, there was that congresswoman. Oh, no, she was in that shooting, right?
That's her.
That was another. Oh, she was not shooting? Yeah, it was a congresswoman and a judge.
Yes, that's what I was going to just bring up. The other thing with this is the judge. Now, the judge really is dead, right? And this might have just been something to gain a lot of attention to keep the heat off this federal judge being taken out. Have you looked? Have you guys dug into that a little bit at all?
I believe they did take the judge out. This guy supposedly does have an actor that looks like him, whatever. But totally, I believe they took the judge out because, you know, there was just a big case with
Obama.
With Obama, whatever. Right. Yeah. And they also wanted to bring, you know, that out. That they wanted you to read between the lines and think, wow, they took the judge out here. This wasn't the...
Yeah, I heard that I lost your audio, Justin. I don't know if you're muted. Can you hear it, Truv? Would you lose him too?
He's lagging out. We're still on. Yeah, it's
okay.
Just Justin is lagging
up. Okay, Ian, what was the other thing I wanted to touch on tonight? Oh, that clip. Were you ever able to get that clip? No, I had to give you the link, huh?
I think I have a link for it. It's the same title.
Do you have it queued up?
Oh, you know what? No, but I can have it in like a minute.
All right, cool. I'm going to talk about it and just go get it ready for me. All right, guys. Now, I told you I am going to touch on all sorts of things on this show. Some things are easily believable. Some things are very hard to believe and will take a lot of convincing. And I don't expect you to believe everything I say right off the bat. But, like I said, I do have an interactive page set up in a sorts. All I did is open up an extra page on my website. So while we're here talking about things, if I want you to see a video or something like that, you can just go to the website and you can check out the video. Now, the website is therealnewsonline.com, okay? Therealnewsonline.com. And when you get there, you'll see a link that says Stuff for Informed Listeners. It's like the last page on the site. And I'm going to want you to check out this video that we're going to put up in a minute. And basically what this is, okay, is... You've been lied to about everything, all right? I think most of the people that have made it this far onto the station have a pretty good gist of that by now. Some of you are starting to learn that. It's not just a few things. You haven't just been lied to about the food and about the health and about the terrorism. You've been lied to about science. You've been lied to about outer space. You've been lied to about the Earth. You've been lied to about a lot of stuff. And... There's such a big revelation that I want to make to you guys that most of you in your hearts already knew this. I mean, you already knew this. But this government's been sitting on this information for so long. And they act like, you know, something's going to happen in the future and it's going to be this big event, when in reality they've been in contact for a long time. And what I'm talking about is I'm talking about NASA. And what NASA's been doing is they've been making a conscious effort for years, since the 60s, to actually smudge out all of their photographs. Any objects that appear on their photographs on the lunar surface, they actually smudge out, okay? I can't make out what they are, and I'm not going to speculate right now, because if I do, some of you might not believe me. I'm just going to let you guys look for yourself, okay? Whatever it is up there, there's something going on the moon. There really is. As far out as that sounds, there is something going on the moon besides us going up there every once in a while on Apollo missions and satellites flying by. There's absolutely buildings of some sort up there that they make a conscious effort to cover up. There's absolutely 5 mile high, like, shards of glass. There's what looks like cities. I know how crazy it sounds, but there's a lot of things you've never been told about the moon. Did you know that every moon in the universe spins on an axis, right? And every planet, you know that. Of course they do, right? Well, did you know that ours did it? Ours is the only one. I'm not saying that means anything. I'm just something to think about. Something to think about. You didn't even know that basic fact that our moon doesn't spin. You never, ever, ever from anywhere on Earth ever see the backside of the moon. Ever. Okay? And there's a lot of stuff going on up there. There really is. And I'm going to play you this next video that we're going to play. And what it is it's audio of NASA employees coming out and telling you exactly what I just told you. She's going to tell you that she was ordered to smudge out images and that there is stuff up on the moon that they are not telling us about. And these images are all over the place. You can Google them, you can YouTube them, but I put one specific one right up on the website for you guys to check out. So listen to this clip, and then when it's done, I'm going to give you the link again. So have a listen.
Thank you, Carl. Good morning, everyone. My name is Donna Hare, and I worked at Philco Ford Aerospace from 1967 to 1981. During that time, I was a design illustrator, draftsman. I did the launch slides and landing slides, and also projecting plotting boards, lunar maps for NASA. We were a contractor, but most of the time I worked on site, in Building 8. I had the opportunity to do extra work during downtime, which was between missions, and I walked into a photo lab, which was the NASA lab across the hallway. I had a secret clearance, which is not that high, but I was able to go into restricted areas, which this was. At the time, I was talking to one of the techs in there, and he drew my attention to a photograph, a NASA photograph. It had a dot on it, and I said, "What is that?" Well, he drew my attention to it, and I said, "Is that a dot on the emulsion?" And he said, and he's smiling, and he has his hands crossed, and he said, round dots on the emulsion don't leave round shadows on the ground. And this was an aerial photograph of the Earth, I'm assuming the Earth, because it had pine trees on it, and the shadows of the craft, or whatever it was, were in the same angle as the trees. And by its very nature, UFO, and I wanted to clarify that to a gentleman that was talking to me, means unidentified, so I did not know what this was. But I realized at this point that it's very secret, that it was kept secret, because I asked him, "What are you going to do with this piece of information?" And he said, "We always airbrush these out before we sell them to the public." So they're pesky little creatures appearing on this photograph they wanted to get rid of. After that, I decided I would ask questions to other people that work there. And I found that I had to ask them away from the site and not on site. A guard told me that he was asked to burn some photographs and not to look at them. And there was another guard guarding him, who was in green fatigues, watching him burn the photographs. And he said he was too tempted. He looked at one, and it was a picture of a UFO, and he was very descriptive. I can go into that later with anyone. He immediately was hit in the head, and he had a big gash in his forehead. He was knocked out, and he's terrified, so he would have to be protected. Another incident, I knew someone in quarantine with the Apollo astronauts. He told me that the Apollo astronauts saw craft on the moon when we landed, and that is what he told me. And he also was afraid. He said that the astronauts are told to keep this quiet. They're not allowed to talk about it. So I do want to let you know that I worked out there for a number of years, and this, I ran into this. So it's not something everyone knows that works out there for a long time. My boss didn't know about it. Some people that sat right next to me didn't know about it. It's very strange, because I don't know how they can do it, but they can let some people know about it and then others not. I'm willing to testify before Congress that what I'm saying is true, and thank you very much.
Okay, what you just heard there was a former NASA employee telling you how they were ordered to actually smudge out all these different photographs, all these different objects on the moon, and even alien ships. I know how crazy this sounds, all right? And I know how far out it sounds, but you really need to open your minds. You need to open your minds, because this is really going on, okay? Whether you believed in it before, or, you know, and... it's kind of weird hearing it from me, okay? For some of you guys out there that are listening, I know I have some friends that are listening right now. I'm the guy that told you about 9/11, right? Well, I'm telling you about aliens, too. There is actually something going on. I'm not a ufologist. I honestly, when I first started finding out about this kind of stuff, I wasn't going to talk about it because my message, the whole thing that got me into what I'm doing right now is 9/11, okay? 9/11 was the most important thing to me, and that should be the focus for most of us because it's the key thing. It's the key thing. When we can prove that, we can probably get a lot of people to become more like us and more active and more involved and realize what's going on. Okay, and I felt that if I ever talked about these things, that a lot of people would discredit, you know, the stuff about the government and the stuff about the health. But you know what? I don't care about that anymore because this isn't me with a theory. This is where the research takes you. You can't just ignore. You can only ignore the research for so long. I mean, the pictures are just slapping you in the face all the time. Okay. There's other things they lied to you about, okay? The Apollo missions, they definitely did not go to the moon on the Apollo missions, okay? So I found out about that maybe 7 or 8 months ago that they faked the Apollo missions, and I have some great videos on that. I have a video where they actually are caught red-handed on tape staging the moon landing. They're actually caught red-handed, and what they're doing is they're talking about how they're going to make the shuttle dark inside, make all the walls black, so now when Earth is in the circular window, Earth looks like it's deep in space because the walls look like space, okay? And they played this trick on the American people, and they talked about it on the tape, how they were going to do that. And when they actually did this, imagine this, it was 200 miles above Earth in low Earth orbit, and it was dated the exact same 3 dates they were supposedly doing their moonwalk. They were only a few hundred miles above Earth in low Earth orbit. So they didn't go on the Apollo missions. You know, once I learned that, I figured, as I do when I see that a lot of things are a lie, I assume the opposite is true, and you can't do that. I've done that a few times now. Because one thing is wrong, you can't just assume the other side because it's true, because it's usually much deeper than that. And it does seem that the astronauts have been to the moon many times, but not on the space shuttles. When would be a better time to launch some sort of other craft and go up into space than during a space shuttle launch? I mean, who's going to be paying attention if you're taking something out of Area 51 or just a military base anywhere? I mean, nobody's really going to be paying any attention. And they do have these technologies. They do have, you don't think that when these UFOs crash that they reverse engineer these things? Of course they do. That's the first thing they're trying to do is gather up all that material and figure out how the damn thing works. Okay? So they're totally lying to you about the moon. The fact that they act like, you know, is there life out there? Will we ever know? They've known for a long, long time, okay? The moon is either inhabited or has been inhabited. Now, I know a lot of people are thinking this kid is out of his mind right now. Look at the pictures. Just go ahead. The pictures don't lie, bro. Go look at them. Go to therealnewsonline.com, okay, and look at the picture I put up there. And there is a picture of some sort of very large vehicle or mining equipment or structure, and it's clearly blurred out. And if you don't believe it, then do some digging. Dig into it. Google NASA blurs images. They like to call it airbrushed. I don't know why they call it airbrushed, but they call it airbrushed, smudging the images. They do it to all sorts of, like, they look like tall water towers, what looks like satellite dishes. You know, I don't know who put that stuff up there. But they're making a conscious effort to hide it. Now, you ask me, well, how would they get all this stuff up to the moon if it's us doing it, if it's not, you know, another life form, if it's Americans, let's say? Well, there's a lot of people that think they might be launching stuff out of Antarctica. Now, I don't know if any of you guys have heard this before, but there's been a lot of cargo going in and out of Antarctica in the last few years, and a lot of scientists down there. Of course, they say they're working on things like global warming and whatnot, and they're not going to tell you what they're really working on. Could they be sending mining missions up to the moon? I don't know. I don't know definitively enough to tell you. But what they are telling you is absolutely false. They know a lot more, okay? I'm not saying I've talked to an alien, none of that, but the research takes you places, okay? Just like with some of the things I found out about September 11th that you would have never believed, unless I had these mounds of evidence showing you, right? You'd never believe half of that crazy stuff, right? Well, this is it's not that hard to believe when you're researching, because it just keeps coming up. It keeps coming up, and you can't ignore what your eyes tell you, okay? Just like all this media fakery that we were talking about out there. And when you see the woman laying there and she has no blood on the gauze and nobody's putting any pressure on the supposed gunshot wound to this congresswoman's head, well, then you know that it's fake. You can't just brush it aside anymore and say, that's what they told me to believe, so that's what I believe, but your eyes are lying to you. You can't have that battle going on inside. No, you need to admit to yourself what's going on. Admit that you might have been wrong in your first assessment of it, but it's okay now. It's okay to be wrong. I'm wrong all the time. People are wrong every day. That's the only way you're going to learn anything. These people have billions of dollars in budgets, and they're out to deceive us. Of course you're going to be wrong. They're going to fool you a lot. But the key is once you lift the blinders off and you see what's going on, you know, admit that you were wrong and want to find out more. And there's a lot more to this story. There really is. While we're still on that subject, I want to say a couple things about Mars while we're talking about it, okay? And this isn't theories. These are not theories, okay? I am not theorizing and telling you I think there's little green men running on Mars. I'm not theorizing and telling you, I don't know. This is just, I'm going to tell you some facts right now that are going to shock a lot of you. They tell you that Mars is this desolate red planet, and it's like 155 degrees below Celsius. There's no water on there. There's no life. That could not be further from the truth, okay? And even if you didn't believe what I was saying about the moon, take in what I'm saying now about Mars, and just know, these are facts. So, well, you can do what you want with it, okay? Do what you want with it. But what I'm about to tell you right now is true. There are forests on Mars. What they do is they take the pictures of Mars, and they'll just rotate them. They'll rotate the picture like 60 degrees. It'll be at an angle, so you won't recognize you're looking at a bunch of damn trees. It's simple things like that. And there's some people that have spent a lot of time online zooming in, zooming out on these images, rotating them, and finding the stuff for you. But things like the forest, it's just obvious. There's vast, vast, vast forest on Mars. They tell you there's no water. I saw waterfalls and lakes and actual reservoirs. On Mars, okay? This is on Mars. This is not a rumor. This is true. Go look at the website I gave you. Just take a look. And what you're going to see on there right now, there is actually a picture that the rover took up on Mars, okay? There is a picture of a friggin' person up there. And we're not talking about looking at clouds and making faces here, okay? We're talking about there's a damn person. Like kneeling over in the sand. And if it's not a person, it's like a sculpture of a person. And it's a damn good sculpture. And it wasn't made naturally by wind blowing, okay? If it's not a person or a person-like thing, it's a sculpture and somebody put it there. And I know what you're going to say. Well, Brian, you talk about media fakery. Could these be fake? No. These are from NASA's actual images. What they'll do is they'll blur out images, they'll rotate them, they'll take them out of focus. The moon is not black and white like you think, okay? The moon has different colors on it. They just make the pictures like that. Mars isn't all red. Mars has a lot of Earth colors. And Mars is like 74 degrees right now, okay? It's very, very, very inhabitable. Now, what is up there? I don't know. I couldn't begin to tell you, but they are absolutely lying to you when they tell you there's no life up there, and they know this for a fact, because there's no water, and there's no trees, and they are absolutely lying to you about the moon, because there is a lot of stuff up there, okay? We could do a whole week's worth of shows about it, and I'm not an expert on it. Honestly, I just learned about the moon a few months ago. Okay? Like I told you guys, I only woke up less than a year ago to any of this stuff. So it's like every week is something new with me. You know what I mean? And I just read and read and read and read and read. And I don't watch TV. I just watch documentaries. You know what I mean? I just watch documentaries. And you guys have all these tools in front of you. You guys have the best research tool that's ever been invented in the history of mankind. And it's the laptop, okay? Or your computer. I mean, could there be anything more convenient when you want to learn than having the whole world of knowledge just at your fingertips? All you guys got to do is dig in a little bit. There's a whole world of truth out there. Go look into anything you were taught. Just go look and read some of the alternative views on it. You might start to find that the crazy sounding theory is the one that you were brought up believing, okay?
If you ask me, it's crazy to think we're the only people around. We're the only ones. Look at all these billions and billions of planets everywhere. Okay? Well, it is crazy to think that. Because they've been in contact. They were in contact in the 1960s, okay? I'm not telling you there's aliens down here running the government, and who knows, maybe there are. You know, I don't have any knowledge on anything like that. I'm just telling you, there is absolutely life on Mars, and there is life on the moon, and those are fascinating things. For the people that don't really pay attention to what I'm saying, you guys really should. I mean, you guys are really missing out. You're going to let all this information just go right by. I mean, look at all this stuff that's coming up. From 9/11 being an inside job, to the oil spill, to things like this, to there's life on the moon and on Mars, and they're not telling us? They're not telling us about this? Man, I wish I was alive when that thing happened in Roswell in 1947. I do. But we're about up against the clock now. You guys, please, go check out that picture. I'm not nuts. I'm not crazy, okay? There's absolutely a huge cover-up going on in space. You guys can smirk and grin all you want right now. I'm saying this confidently. I've researched this. I was scared to come out and say some of this stuff, but I'm not going to be anymore. You guys all need to know, okay? There's all types of structures up on the moon, and NASA is smudging out the images. And you heard the woman. You heard her say it. And there's other people that will testify to this, like Sergeant Carl Wolf of the U.S. Air Force. I put a disclosure video up on that website, I believe. And it's just people after people after people that are former military telling you about different incidents with UFOs and UFOs shutting down nukes, actually flying ahead and shutting them down. But that about wraps it up for tonight, everybody. We really covered a broad spectrum tonight. I want to thank my other host that helped out. I want to thank Truth War, another excellent job producing the whole show. And I'll be back tomorrow night, guys, at 10 o'clock. Don't forget, the number's up on the site. I forgot to say it because we just got the phones today. Call in tomorrow, guys. Talk about any of this stuff. If you think I'm talking some bull crap, call me out on it. All right? Until tomorrow. That'll be all, folks. I'll see you then. And just remember, what I speak the truth.
Every time I step in the booth, I speak the truth. Y'all know what I'm bringing to you. I bring the truth. You know who I be. I be the truth. What I speak, sell, set you free. The truth. Every time I step in the booth, I speak the truth. Y'all know what I'm bringing to you. I bring the truth. Know who I be the truth. What I speak, sell, set you free. Ain't nothing changed with Zeke. I'm still stuck in the kitchen. So what I'm signed? That's fine. Still stuck in position. You know me well. Couple court cases from jail. Couple 404 shells from hell. Stuck on this mission. Go home, my girl fussing him. Won't you change your life? I'm thinking. Won't I change my wife? Ignorant. Laughing like the rap shit. It's just another hustle, another way for to touch you. Now they know the face of beans. Now they see my face on screens. And I ain't even chased this dream. I feel sorry for those who did. Y'all can't stop the war. Whether rock or raw, I'm slinging coke in a rock velour. Know what block or more, block and palm. You wanna get shot, karate chop, you'll stand this home. Every time I step in the booth, I speak the truth. Y'all know what I'm bringing to you. I bring the truth. Just know who I be the truth. What I speak, sell, set you free. With the truth. Every time I step in the booth, I speak the truth. Y'all know that I'm bringing to you. I bring the truth. Know who I be the truth. When I speak, sell, set you free. Black Friday management and rocks the label. And I still hit you with shots that's fatal. Yeah. That best can't save you. I had a dot look. Open you up from chest to navel. See my face on cable and have flashbacks of that cold table in them. I dare you. I'm that that'll come and pour salt in your wound at the hospital by the cops guard in your room. You got to see what I've seen, look where I've looked, touch what I've reached, to take what I took. You got to go where I've gone, walk where I've walked, to get where I'm at, to speak what I talk. You got to lay where I've laid, stay where I've stayed, play where I played, to make what I made. You got to move.